Joshua chapter 14, from verse 6 to the end, verse 15. Caleb's challenge, Caleb's encouragement, Caleb speaks again. Now the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old. When Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land," and so on. Caleb is taking Joshua back 45 years to Kadesh Barnea. "Caleb was 40 years old then," he said. "I'm 85 now. But I remember what Moses said to me. You were there, because the two of us, with 10 others, went up as spies, did we not? From Kadesh Barnea, to spy out the land. And it was us two who came back with a good report. The other 10 said the land was good, but it was too hard to take. The people were too tall. It was too difficult. And I brought back," Caleb goes on, verse 7, "and I brought back to Moses a report, according to my convictions. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people sink or melt. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So that on that day Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance, and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.'" 45 years later, Caleb approaches Joshua, and he shows that he's not forgotten that word, that promise, that Moses gave him 45 years ago. And he's come for the fulfillment of it. In this short discourse, I want to give you some seed thoughts. I speak to believers. I speak to myself. What do I learn from Caleb here? I learn that when he was 40, he was a man of God who had strong faith in God. He, like the other spies, saw the difficulties in the Promised Land. He saw the difficulties, the problems, the obstacles. But unlike those 10, he and Joshua, but Caleb here we're dealing with, Caleb had faith. He trusted God. Yes, they are tall. Yes, it's all true what they say. But the Lord our God will give us the victory. The Lord is able. "I was 40 years old," he says. "I brought back to Moses a report according to my convictions. And my conviction was, the Lord my God, the Lord our God, whom I serve wholeheartedly, would give us that land." So at 40, he had faith in God. In his prime, he was strongly convinced, strong in faith, giving glory to God. Like Abraham, he saw the difficulties, looked past the difficulties, and he saw the promise. And he trusted in God. As William Williams said in one of his hymns, "O'er the gloomy hills of darkness, look my soul, be still and gaze. All the promises do travel with a glorious day of grace." Now he had a prophetical view there, which I don't have. But the thought is wonderful. As a Welshman, he saw the gloomy mountains, the clouds, but he looked over the gloomy mountains, through the gloom, through the rain, through the clouds, and he could see the glorious promise being fulfilled. And so could Caleb. And that's the first challenge. Do I address anybody who's 40, or in the prime of life, or I don't care how old you are, brother or sister? Have I got this kind of confidence, this assurance, this persuasion that what God promises, He can do whatever the difficulties. God is able. That's what Caleb was at 40. And for 45 years now, he has been wandering with the Israelites. And he has seen many die. Indeed, he has seen all his compatriots die. Only he and Joshua are left. Moses is dead now. He has wandered these 45 years. But he's been treasuring this promise for 45 years. He's crossed the Jordan. He's fought wars at Jericho, at Ai, with these kings on the east side of the Jordan. He's had many conflicts, difficulties. It hasn't been smooth and easy for him. The howling wilderness. He's seen Israel rebelling. He's seen judgments. He's seen sins. But in all those 45 years, he has treasured God's promise to him. Brother and sister, are you passing through difficulties at the moment? Trials and afflictions? Doubts? Are men giving way around you? Even bereavements? Will you still hold on to the promises of God? Will you still maintain Caleb's kind of resolve? Will you treasure God's word to you? He has made many exceeding great and precious promises to you and given them to you. Will you go on through the 45 years? Now then, says Joshua and Caleb, verse 10, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years, since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old. What do we find at 85? He still has faith in God. Despite it all, man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward, and he's known it. But 45 years later, he still believes God's promise. He still treasures it. He still trusts God. And he wants it. He wants what God has for him. And he asks for it. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country. Or as the old authorized version, I think, said, now give me this mountain. It wasn't a plain. It wasn't easy territory. But I want it. Now give me this hill country as the Lord promised me this day. You yourself heard then that the Amalekites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out, just as he said. There's going to be difficulties. But he's had faith these 45 years. And now he wants the promise. And he is determined to go on and to conquer by faith. Old man, you're 85. It's time for the slippers now. It's time for the rocking chair on the porch. Not a bit, says Caleb. There is much ground, much territory to be possessed. And I want to go in and take it. I'm 75. How old are you, brother? How old are you, sister? Whatever age you are, have you this kind of resolve, this kind of courage, this kind of faith, this kind of determination, this pressure within to want what God has for you and to do what you can for God? Oh, there are mountains there. Oh, there are Amalekites there. Oh, it's difficult. The Lord was with me, the Lord has been with me, and the Lord is with me still. That's what he can say over these many years. I notice he's not at all jealous of Joshua. Joshua's become the leader. Why not Caleb? But, no. The Lord has his purpose for me. The Lord has his plan for me. The Lord has his place for me. And whatever that place is, I will do it. He's not boastful. Verse 11. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous. Oh, that's boastful. No. Verse 12. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. The Lord helping me, I will drive them out. Is the Lord helping me? He owned God in all the past. Verse 10, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive. There's no bragging here. There's his resolve and confidence. There is his determination. But he's owning God in the past and for his future. This man is a challenge to me. He speaks to me today. He sets me an example. He's not sitting back drifting into eternity. My brother, my sister, will you rise to this challenge? Does Caleb reprove you? Does he encourage you? Does he challenge you? Does he stir you? Does he motivate you? Have you got his faith? And in the new covenant day, have you got this confidence in God and in his word, in Christ, in the salvation and the hope that he has set before you? There are difficulties. There are problems. There are afflictions. But Caleb didn't sit around talking about it, drawing up plans and having a committee. He wanted that mountain. He knew he'd have to fight, but he was determined to have it. He was going to go on and work for God now. Lloyd Jones, whenever he would finish a conversation, I believe, would say, "Keep on. Keep on. Keep on." And I want to keep on. I want to keep on in Caleb's spirit. There is more ground to be possessed. What can I do for God? What can I do for the God who loved me and gave his son for me? By his spirit, what can I do for him? Can I learn from the past? Can I trust his promise? Of course I can, but will I? Will I learn from the past? Will I trust his promise? And will I go on and do things for God? Exploits. They that know the Lord do exploits. It's in the book of Daniel. Those who have a confidence in God can accomplish much. May God give us grace today, brother and sister, to believe God's word, to trust his counsel, to trust his promise, and rise to Caleb's challenge, encouragement. Otherwise he will rise in the judgment and reprove us. Caleb speaks again. May God give us ears to hear and hearts to love and wills to obey. May we have Caleb's spirit in our generation. Amen.